earth, and sky.
The fundamental way a country gets back on its feet after many decades of oppression and warfare is to find ways to develop the natural resources.
You're listening to James Devine of the U.S. Geological Survey talking about Afghanistan. He told EarthSky he believes that hands-on science education is benefiting Afghan scientists. Devine suggested that better trained scientists could help Afghanistan's government manage the country's rich petroleum and copper reserves and ultimately revitalize the nation's troubled economy.
The Afghans can understand what natural resources they have and how to go about exploiting them to bring wealth and jobs to the country.
Since 2003, the U.S. Geological Survey has been working with the Afghan government to assess oil, gas, minerals, and water resources.
Prior to our studies there, most people would have said there's not enough petroleum in Afghanistan to be of any interest. Just from our estimates, we've shown that indeed there is enough, in fact, a fair amount, particularly for domestic use.
During the project's next phase, Devine hopes to lure foreign investors to Afghanistan to help fund the construction of natural resources infrastructure. I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.